Paul from Chicago asks, is it permissible to attend a Reform shul? My fiancé and I are both Balei Tshuva, and her grandparents insist that we attend the Friday night service at their Reform temple, which is out of the town from where we live. Assuming that no malachas are violated, and there is no active participation in the service by us, is it permissible for us to stand in the sanctuary for the sake of Shalom Bayis? Her grandparents will be highly offended if we did not attend, and I want to not start off new family relationships on the wrong foot. Any advice would be greatly appreciated. Thanks and take care. Okay, in essence, entering a Reform temple, especially at the time when they are praying, could give the impression that you also are going in there to pray, and there is a halacha, the Yisem Nikiyim Me'Hashem Yisrael. You have to be clean of any suspicion, both in the eyes of man and God, and even though God knows that you're not doing anything wrong there, people see it differently. And the same thing is, there's a halacha of not creating maris ayin, not creating something that would appear like you're doing something wrong. However, if it is clear that you are not davening there, you can go there in a way that it's clear that you're not participating, then there are some opinions that in a time of great need, shalom bayis problems, as long as it's clear that you are not davening there, you can enter the Reform temple. However, under the circumstances, I don't know how that could possibly be clear if you're entering it in a time when the other people are at a prayer service, that it be clear that you're not entering there for the sake of prayer. While you're there, it's clear to the people who are there that you're not praying. I would suggest that you ask a Orthodox rabbi in Chicago and see what he says based on the circumstances of the community. Rabbi First is, I think, an excellent person to ask. Maybe you should look him up and ask him the question for further guidance.